FM4.
6 o'clock in the headlines this morning. A conservative victory is expected in Poland's presidential election, and Ukraine and Russia hold a second round of peace talks. Here's John Cummins with the FM Fear News. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stuart. Polish media reports say the conservative candidate Karol Nawrocki is on track to win Poland's presidential election following an extremely close runoff vote against the liberal mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski. The news website Onet says Nawrocki has won 50.9% with all votes now counted. However, that has not been officially confirmed. Speaking earlier, Nawrocki, a conservative historian backed by the Law and Justice Party, told his supporters that he was on track for victory.
Zwyciężymy i ocalimy Polskę.
We are going to win and we will save Poland. We will not allow Donald Tusk to have a monopoly on power. A bad government that doesn't care about public finances and deprives us of our big dreams and aspirations.
Analysts say the election, which could shape Poland's political future, reflects deep divisions in the country. 6 people have reportedly been injured in an attack in the US state of Colorado on a demonstration in support of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. A 45-year-old man is alleged to have thrown incendiary devices at the crowd in the city of Boulder and yelled, "Free Palestine." Law enforcement officials say they've opened a terror investigation but believe the man acted alone. Russian and Ukrainian officials are set to hold a second round of peace talks today in Istanbul as fierce fighting continues to rage across Ukraine. The first round saw agreement on the largest prisoner exchange in the 3-year conflict. However, the two sides are thought to be far apart on how to end the war as they prepare to present their demands. The BBC's David Banford reports.
Both sides confirmed the Istanbul talks were still going ahead despite Kiev's latest audacious attack on Russian air bases. The US Special Envoy at the talks, Keith Kellogg, said both sides will present documents outlining their ceasefire demands. Ukraine has published the document it will present, indicating it will not hand over territory or allow its military integrity to be weakened. Russia has not made public its proposals, but Vladimir Putin's positions have not changed.
And thousands of people took to the streets in Budapest yesterday evening to protest against planned legislation cracking down on foreign-financed media and NGOs. The law, which is backed by the ruling Fidesz party, allows the government to blacklist organizations that it sees as a threat to national sovereignty. The EU has demanded that Hungary withdraw the legislation. To the weather now, and changeable conditions have been forecast for today from Vorarlberg through to the Waldviertel, with thundery showers expected. Sunshine will dominate this morning in the east and south, with thunderstorms in the afternoon. Top temperatures will range from 21 to 31 degrees.
So, here we are. A new month.
A new week.
A new day.
Same old us.
Yeah. We're here, you're there.
This is the morning show with Stuart and Lena
at Radio FM Fear.
1, 2, 3,
get it.
Yeah.
Rückruf.
Jetzt wäre ein Drum für nice.
Ich danke dir. Nur wegen dir. Seh ich mich in einem anderen Licht. Ich danke dir. Nur wegen dir. Seh ich mich in einem anderen.
Yeah, it's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. If you're really counting the time, it's coming up to 10 minutes past six. And we are here. You are there, Libra listener. It's great to have your company this morning. And what about you, Lena? Weekend messy. Did you have a good weekend?
Had a good summery weekend.
Did you?
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Is that a little tan I see?
Yeah, I was.
Is that a little red forehead?
It is, because you know why? I was walking a beautiful, beautiful area in Baden yesterday with a lovely, lovely stream with Maxi Dog, but we've got a problem.
You don't have sunscreen?
No, she's got muscle Carter. She's got muscle Carter. I've got to take her to the vet today to get...
Take her to the vet?
Well, she's limping. Yeah. She's limping.
If it's just muscle Carter, then that's...
What?
That's a, well,
what is the answer?
It'll be gone in a day.
What is the answer, Dr. Rath and Seda?
One day of rest and it'll be fine. Okay. It's my verdict.
That's your prognosis,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, that's my prognosis.
All right, well, I'll take that as read. Well, she's...
She can have a recept from me for some extra treats.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. Yeah, I think she'll nod her head. Fast asleep as usual at the moment. Well, if you're fast asleep, come on, get out of bed. It's Monday morning. We're going to give you some motivation today between now and 10, aren't we?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yes, it is. Here's the rock and roll queen from the Subways to get you going today.
You are the sun. You are the only one. My heart is blue. My heart is blue for you.
FM4 Morning Show.
I've been busy thinking about all the lessons that you reached, and then I was.
way to wake you up in the morning. Loaded honey. I could do with a spoonful of that myself, actually. It's Don't Speak with the time at 6:17.
Hey, Billy, you there?
Yeah, she is. I'll answer for her. She will be there, or should we say Billie Eilish is coming to Austria this week.
Ja, am Freitag spielt Billie Eilish ein ausverkauftes Konzert in der Stadthalle in Wien.
Now, the concert of the week, if you ask us, and it's not just us who are full of Vorfreude, you Liebe listeners are too. You sent us a bunch of messages over the past few days about what Billie Eilish means to you.
3483 Hörminuten vom letzten Jahr.
Vorletztes Jahr habe ich sie zum ersten Mal live gesehen am Sigurd Festival und das hat literally mein Leben verändert.
2019 Frequency war ich ganz vorne bei der Bühne und habe sie live das erste Mal gesehen.
Ihr könnt euch gar nicht vorstellen, wie mein Herz, also wirklich ist es kurz davor gewesen, rauszuspringen, weil ich so nervös war, um sie endlich eben zu sehen.
Ich habe bei einem Lied von Billie Eilish meine Freundin kennengelernt.
Mein größter Billie Eilish-Moment war, als ich sie zum ersten Mal mit 14 gehört habe und mein Herz einfach explodiert ist.
Seit dem ersten Lied habe ich es geliebt, habe ich es verfolgt, habe ich es gefeiert und gehört und das hat eigentlich nie nachgelassen.
Wow, well, it is beautiful to hear the impact of her music and your experiences seeing Billie Eilish live. So let's hope for many more memories this coming Friday. And if you're going, enjoy.
I could eat that girl for lunch as she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush.
Coming from the hood with the OGs.
Schlüssel in den Block, fuck the police. Schleiß mich meine Bande, du willst Nobi. 20 Kanaks in der Karre, Archie. Yo, please, mach mich nicht auf Homie. Deine Jungs, keine Nas, sie sind horny. Meine Pussy reitet niemals auf dem Pony. Hat den Deal mit Universal, mit Sony. Heißer als ein Hot-Tub. Siehst mich zuerst, okay, Gunshot. Das Reden und Connecten, lack, lack. Jump in die Karre rein, Drop-Top. Erzähl, was bei dir geht, what's up, what's up. Drop die Nummer later, baby, für what's up. Bis vergeben, okay, und untap. Bin ich Friends mit deinem Babe, Cockblock. Doch du weißt, und ich weiß, jeder weiß, da ist diese Energy. Und dein Schweiß, auf dem Kleid. Ist es heiß, liegt es an der Chemistry. Denn du weißt, und ich weiß, jeder weiß, da ist diese Energy. Und dein Schweiß, auf dem Kleid. Ist es heiß, liegt es an der Chemistry. Gib mir, gib mir mehr von dir. Gib mir mehr von dir. Gib mir mehr von dir. Komm ein bisschen näher zu mir, komm ein bisschen näher zu mir. Gib mir mehr von dir. Gib mir mehr von dir. Gib mir mehr von dir. Komm ein bisschen näher zu mir, komm ein bisschen näher zu mir.
That's Bashiri, a remix version there from Moonchild Sanelli featuring
Aaron Boer and Ebo.
Absolutely. What a combination. Justice, Tame Impala, of course. Kevin Parker's outfit there with Neverender. Well, we've got Constantine here. Yes, I can see him. He's ready for the news. We'll have that from him for you in just a couple of minutes from now.
Die Designer-Outlets Warndorf und Salzburg sehen rot, denn die Designer-Outlet-Days kommen vom 4. bis 7. Juni. Stellt euch den Wecker und holt euch hunderte von Angeboten wie bei Michael Kors, Karl Lagerfeld und viele mehr. Designer-Outlet-Days vom 4. bis 7. Juni in den Designer-Outlets Warndorf und Salzburg. PS, shoppt ab sofort Montag bis Freitag bis 21 Uhr im Designer-Outlet Warndorf.
Ist das der Sparalarm zum Lagerhaustag?
Genau, denn nur am Freitag, den 6. Juni, gibt's minus 15% am Lagerhaustag. Nur im Lagerhaus und auf lagerhaus.at.
Die kennen sich aus. Komm, ins Lagerhaus.
Preise sind unverbindlich empfohlen, gültig in teilnehmenden Lagerhäusern. Infos und Ausnahmen auf lagerhaus.at.
Wow, der Walk perfekt. Der Style, dieser Look, sehr nice. Den hätte ich auch gern. I want one of those. Nicht träumen, shoppen in der Fussel Modestraße. Findest du deinen Lieblingsstyle? Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel. Let's go!
Erlebt, was geht. Seitenweise Hammerpreise im Mediamarkt Gutscheinheft. Sichere dir das Smartphone Vivo X200 um 0 statt 699 Euro beim Abschluss des Tarifs A1 Mobil L Plus um 64,90 Euro monatlich bei 24 Monaten Bindung. Im besten Netz von A1. Alle Infos auf mediamarkt.at. Let's go! Mediamarkt.
Gönn dir dein Shopping-Date und finde deinen persönlichen Lieblingsstyle in der Fussel-Modestraße. Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel.
Was passiert mit unserem Geld? Wie werden wir in Zukunft wohnen? Und wohin geht die Reise für Europa? Das neue News. Wir haben da noch eine Frage.
Großartig.
Hervorragend.
Wow.
Hören Sie's? Die nächste Generation ist da und sie klingt besser denn je. Tragen Sie die neuesten, fast unsichtbaren Hörgeräte bei Hartlauer 4 Wochen kostenlos zur Probe. Mit Akku, Streaming-Funktion und besserem Sprachverstehen dank künstlicher Intelligenz. Kommen Sie jetzt vorbei und sparen Sie beim Kauf bis zu 500 Euro. Hartlauer.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Dein Berg.
Deine Aussicht.
Bei Gigasport gibt's das beste Bergsport-Equipment. Top-Beratung, Top-Service und jetzt minus 15% auf das gesamte Outdoor-Sortiment.
In allen Standorten und auf gigasport.at.
Gigasport, wo dein Sport die Nummer 1 ist.
FM4.
6:30 on this Monday morning. Here's Konstantin Hahn with the FM4 News.
Bei einem Angriff auf eine Kundgebung jüdischer Aktivisten im US-Bundesstaat Colorado wurden mehrere Menschen verletzt. US-Außenminister Rubio verurteilt die Tat als gezielten Terroranschlag. Aus den USA, Barbara Wolczek.
Ein Mann habe Molotow-Cocktails geworfen, berichten Augenzeugen. Menschen haben Brandwunden und andere Verletzungen erlitten, so der örtliche Polizeisheriff in einer ersten Pressekonferenz. Der 45-jährige mutmaßliche Angreifer habe Free Palestine, Freiheit für Palästina, gerufen. Er ist in Haft. Erst vor wenigen Tagen hatte ein Mann 2 Israelis vor dem jüdischen Museum in Washington bei einem Angriff getötet.
Der rechtskonservative Kandidat Karol Nawrocki hat die Präsidentenwahl in Polen knapp für sich entschieden. Große polnische Medien haben ihn zum Sieger ausgerufen und stützen sich dabei auf die Auszählung von mehr als 99% der Stimmen durch die Wahlleitung. Demnach kommt Nawrocki auf knapp 51%, sein liberaler Gegenkandidat Rafał Trzaskowski auf rund 49%. Vor Beginn der muslimischen Pilgerfahrt Hajj gehen Sicherheitskräfte in Mekka massenhaft gegen Pilger ohne Zulassung vor. Die Behörden hätten etwa 270.000 Menschen den Zugang nach Mekka untersagt, weil diese nicht offiziell zugelassen waren, teilt der Ausschuss für Sicherheit bei der Pilgerfahrt mit. Beginn für die Hajj ist voraussichtlich übermorgen. Bei den ÖBB ist das Reservierungssystem ausgefallen. Sitzplätze in den Zügen können nicht gebucht und Nachtzugfahrkarten nicht gekauft werden. Die Ursache für den Systemausfall ist noch unklar. Es werde intensiv an der Behebung des Problems gearbeitet, erklärt ein ÖBB-Sprecher. Und das Wetter heute wird unbeständig mit Sonne, Wolken und von der Früh weg auch gewittrigen Schauern. Im Süden und Osten länger sonnig und erst nach Mittag teils kräftige Gewitter. Die Höchstwerte 21 bis 31 Grad.
Radio. Your morning, your music. FM4.
Morning show.
Yep, it's 6:33. I'm Stuart Freeman.
Ich bin Lina Raffizida.
And these guys are the...
Steady as she goes. So steady.
she goes. Raconteur, 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7, if you prefer. And for weeks and weeks, we've been doing something special for you. You know, people have been setting their alarms for this time in the morning to wonder what we're going to play to get them out of bed. We've done all sorts of stuff over the last few weeks. Don't want to go into too many details. We'll be here all morning. But basically,
we love a good music theme.
Yes, yeah, we do. And we've got a cracker this week. We really have. It's a little cracker. What would you call it?
I'd call it New Day.
Yeah.
Old Sample.
Oh, very
because
good.
Because what people don't realize, because you're Dr. Freeman, and they assume you're a medical doctor,
that's
but
right.
actually...
I'm a music doctor.
You're a historian.
Yes, right. So, musical historian.
Yeah, so take it away, Professor.
Yeah, well, we got this song now. We've been playing it for a while. It's by Eminem. It's called Houdini. And in the middle of it, he samples a particular song. You might not know it because it goes way, way back. That's very clever what these people do. They go back over 20 years and then they think, okay, people won't remember that, so I can slip it into my song. But, yes, Dr. Freeman, musical historicist, has all checked everything out for you. And I can tell you, in the middle of the song, there is a song that goes way, way back. I will play the song first, and then I can explain what the song was at the end. Is that all right?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Here
we go. Keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, I'll keep you in suspense. Here's the song, Eminem, Houdini.
See the kidnapping, never did happen. Like Sherry Papini, Harry Houdini, I vanish into the thin air as I'm leaving like that.
The one there from Eminem, Houdini, featuring the Steve Miller Band, just in case you're wondering. Came out in 1982, was top five all around the world.
I heat up, I can't cool down, got me spinning round and round.
So that's how it sounded originally, and then Eminem sampled it. And of course, tomorrow, around about the same time,
we'll have another sample.
Yes, we will. A new day, old sample. And if you're just hearing this for the first time, well, set your alarm for 6:30, and then you can hear everyone this week.
Morning Show.
Oh, I'm so sorry, babe. I know I couldn't answer your call. I was crying on the floor in the bathroom stall. Oh, at this party I was not invited to, but somehow ended up here. There was nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. I wish I was with you. Call me on your Motorola. Tell me when you're coming over. Love it when you pull me closer. Never want it to be over. Sugar, honey, Coca-Cola. You're the bubbles in my soda. Because harder when you hold it. Call me on your Motorola.
different jobs, and my father's words of wisdom still don't help a lot. Let the rabbit and the tiger till the tiger falls. On my phone, 100 missed wake-up calls. I know what to do. I wish I was with you.
Like you a lot. Music there from Philly, with the time coming up to almost 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Now, every day, we look into the dark history of Austria at about this time, and every Monday, we look into the dark history of Austrian sport.
Ja, und heute geht's einen Mann, der mal ein richtiger Held war, mit der Betonung auf war.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Die ganze österreichische Geschichte auf FM4.
Folge 64, Peter Seisenbacher. August 1984, Olympische Sommerspiele in Los Angeles. Finale in Herren-Judo-Mittelgewicht. Der Österreicher Peter Seisenbacher kämpft gegen den Amerikaner Robert Lee Berland um Gold.
Peter Seisenbacher hat einen Wurf angebracht und gewonnen!
Olympic Champion!
Der 24-Jährige wird über Nacht zum Star. Aber er ist kein One-Hit-Wonder. 4 Jahre später, Olympische Spiele in Seoul. Seisenbacher steht wieder im Finale.
Der Kampf ist aus. Heute habe ich mich ganz schön plagen müssen. Die letzten 3 Kämpfe waren ziemlich schwer. Aber ich habe die Burschen ausgetrickst, dass ich sie mir ein zweites Mal geschafft habe. Das macht mich überglücklich.
Als ersten Judoka überhaupt gelingen Seisenbacher 2 olympische Goldmedaillen hintereinander. Österreich ist plötzlich eine Judo-Nation. Mit 29 Jahren und noch einem WM- und EM-Titel beendet er seine aktive Karriere und wird Trainer. Und schnell ist das goldene Image angekratzt. Als Trainer der österreichischen Herren-Judo-Mannschaft schlägt er einem seiner Schützlinge ins Gesicht und wird entlassen. Auch seinen Job als Generalsekretär der österreichischen Sporthilfe verliert er und geht nach Georgien, wo er auch als Trainer Olympiagold holt. Im Jahr 2011 versucht er sich als Schauspieler in Soko Donau und spielt sich quasi selbst als Mordopfer.
Ach, der Dominik Lange, der war dreifacher Olympiasieger im Judo. Das war ein super Sportler.
In der Krimiserie steht sein Charakter im Verdacht, als Judo-Trainer Kinder sexuell missbraucht zu haben. 3 Jahre nach der Ausstrahlung wird aus der Fiktion Realität. Mehrere junge Frauen geben an, dass sie von Seisenbacher in seinem Wiener Judo-Club belästigt worden sind. Alle waren zum Tatzeitpunkt noch minderjährig. Und was macht Seisenbacher? Er haut ab und versteckt sich in der Ukraine. 2 Jahre lang fehlt von ihm jede Spur. Doch im September 2019 will er mit einem gefälschten Pass nach Polen ausreisen. Er wird verhaftet und trotz zahlreicher Fans im Gerichtssaal bekommt er eine Gefängnisstrafe von 5 Jahren. Er sitzt 3 davon ab und meidet seitdem jegliche Öffentlichkeit.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Österreichs Geschichte. Erzählt von Roland Kratzer. FM4 Morning Show.
A place in the city, a chair in the bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, or oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kiss for hours straight, well baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave
gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? Friends, I stare at the painted faces that talk current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat. Went in the light down, baby, so bright I face reality. I tried to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. But this is staying a while. I know it might not let me go. And DMA in the back garden, got pupils up. We kissed for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that? I remember saying that this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
There she is. That's our little Kiwi for you. From New Zealand, of course. Lord. What was that? You remember her big hit single from a couple of years ago. And nothing but Royals. That's the one, yeah. It was number one, actually, on our FM Fear charts.
This song was.
Yeah,
the other one probably was, too.
Yeah, I guess it was as well, too. That one slipped down on the charts that were announced on Saturday evening, gone down to number two. We got a brand new one, number one. Maybe we'll play that for you a little bit later on. Maybe not.
Ma, endlich wieder draußen sein.
Ja, nix mehr mit Hüge und Einigeln und so.
Ja, ein bisschen an der frischen Luft bewegen.
Genau. Ah! Hast du es gehört?
Hä? Was?
Zähle die Geräusche im Hintergrund und gewinn diese Woche in der FM4 Morning Show eine Übernachtung für zwei Personen in einer der Selected Stays in Niederösterreich.
Open Ear.
Präsentiert von Selected Stays. Besondere Unterkünfte in Niederösterreich.
I run from the liars, the fuel on the fire. I know I created myself. I know I can't fight the sad days and bad nights, but I never asked for you.
Thank you.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalcum Man Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM 4.
7 o'clock, exactly, in the headlines. Poland's conservative presidential candidate wins a narrow victory, and six people are injured in an attack on a Jewish rally in the US. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Stuart. Official results from Poland's Electoral Commission show the Eurosceptic conservative candidate Karol Nawrocki winning a narrow victory in yesterday's presidential runoff vote. The result is seen as a major challenge to Donald Tusk's pro-EU centrist government. FM4's Jenny Johnson reports.
With all votes now counted, official results have handed a narrow victory to the conservative historian Karol Nawrocki with 50.89% of the vote. His challenger, the liberal pro-EU mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski, had promised to promote ties with European partners, pursue judicial reforms and ease abortion restrictions. Nawrocki, a Eurosceptic who's backed by the nationalist Law and Justice Party, had positioned himself as a defender of traditional Polish values. The role of president is largely ceremonial, but crucially it does have the power to veto the government's legislation. Jenny Johnson, FM4 News.
Russian and Ukrainian officials are set to hold a second round of peace talks today in Istanbul as fierce fighting continues to rage across Ukraine. The first round saw agreement on the largest prisoner exchange in the three-year conflict. However, the two sides are thought to be far apart on how to end the war. U.S. Envoy Keith Kellogg says the delegations will present their ceasefire demands at the talks. Ukraine has indicated that it will not give up territory or agree to restrictions on its military strength. Six people have reportedly been injured in the U.S. state of Colorado in an attack on a demonstration by a Jewish group in support of the Israeli hostages in Gaza. A 45-year-old man is alleged to have thrown incendiary devices at the rally in the city of Boulder and yelled "Free Palestine." Tourist Alex Asante witnessed the attack.
People were yelling and screaming. They were trying to get from one place to the next, but they were tripping over stuff. They were tripping on each other, stumbling around. The most difficult one to see was the lady laying on the ground who was burning from head to toe. And it looked like she didn't have enough help, and we were just hoping that she would be saved.
And Austria's education minister, Christoph Wiederkehr of the NEOS, has announced plans to tighten the rules around final oral exams in the Matura. Currently, students who have an overall mark of 3 or better cannot fail a subject regardless of their exam results. However, this only applies to the oral and not the written Matura. Both Wiederkehr and teachers' unions say this needs to change. To the weather now, and changeable conditions have been forecast today from Vorarlberg through to the Waldviertel, with thundery showers expected. Sunshine will dominate this morning in the east and south, with thunderstorms in the afternoon. Top temperatures will range from 21 to 31 degrees.
Thank you, John.
Back from the long weekend.
Yes, and that means back to the grind.
Don't worry, we'll get you there.
Well, at least we'll try.
This is the morning show with Stuart and Lena.
Listen at Radio FM Fear.
Please, man, pretty please with a cherry on top, King.
Weather cold, the weather so chill, chilly, willy, penguin feather road. Cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard your man at home, now you melatonin, but you acting young,
and you hella grown.
I need you.
okay, she giving me love. But it fucked my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, them times we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They've either or I be there, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas. Yeah, I heard she got a man, homie. Yeah, yeah, he wanna lay the hands on me. Yeah, but he should see the way she dance on me. Yeah, wishing I ain't had no pants on me.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, Monday morning. Yes, we're not only here to entertain. I know we do entertain you a lot, but we're here also to give you some musical history lessons as well. And we want to talk about a song now that we love playing on the morning show because it really seems to wake everybody up.